Continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, Miss Bessie, this Saturday before her, the 28th of August, 71, the day before her big birthday party for the male chorus.
And so you can garnish it with anything you want to. Any kind of roses you want to make out of carrots and that sort of thing.
Well, I always garnish it with the parsley and radishes and things like that.
Radish roses and carrot curls and...
Yeah.
You ever make flowers out of turnips or any of that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I done got too old now to be being all that kind of
doing that, so I have to.
But Miss Bessie, you have to like to cook to be a good cook.
Have to like to cook.
You like to cook.
Oh yes. I tell you, that's my hobby.
It's cooking.
Yes, sir. If you wanna get Miss Bessie started any old time, get on her hobby.
Well, let me tell you, Faye. If there's anything you want to ask, you better hurry, 'cause we gotta go on back down there, and I thought I might take Annie down there with me, and she won't be here, you see, and let her look at whatever she's got. We can look at that pretty cake, can't we?
Where?
Doris cooked it down at your house.
Uh-huh.
You haven't got much to see down there now, though, have you?
No, the good barbecue's not there yet.
Ain't nothing there but the pies and the ham and the cake
pies. And the slaw, not me.
I ain't made a slaw yet.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you tell me about your Florida maid going to serve it? Does she know how to serve things?
Well, I guess so.
She doesn't have to wear white gloves, does she?
No.
She served enough at the church. She ought to know how to get it out, don't she?
Well, I guess she do.
Well, now, how did she do that? You going to take it all out there? Or are you going to...
I thought... Buddy has a...
See, we're interested in this reason.
Has a buying table out there. It's a metal table. I thought I'd put the food out there on that table and serve the plate from that.
They just take the plate by it.
They just serve the plate to the people.
Yeah. Herbert can get his plate and walk by.
No, they serve it. They serve it.
Not going to have any. Yeah.
You let them sit down?
Yes. We'll have chairs. I'm getting the chairs from the church.
Yeah.
About how many are you expecting or have you think will be there?
If they all come, be about 30 or 40.
About 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've got food enough for that many people.
Well, you'd have to fix their food then, wouldn't you? You'd have to fix their plates.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
sure. You couldn't just let them go and just pick what they want. Well, now, just four pies, that's going to go to 40 people. But
well,
gonna,
I tell
come
you,
on, gonna take
I
pies.
Didn't cook them pies just for people to eat. I cooked those pies to have them there, you see, if I need some.
You got them extra.
I'm having ice cream.
Oh, you've got ice cream.
Ice cream and cake.
Oh, yeah. And you've got the pies.
You see.
Oh, really?
No, one cake won't do 40 people, 30 people.
Oh, yes, it will. It's about that long.
Oh, you made a big one like that. Understand.
You see, each people cut a block, a small block, but
just
something
small
like
block.
That, you see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, if they was to go by and help their own plates.
They'd eat too much.
you wouldn't get half of them.
They wouldn't leave nothing for me.
the end of the line wouldn't get anything.
They wouldn't leave nothing.
And the
me.
Servants wouldn't get anything.
Especially those men have enormous appetites.
I guess they have.
Why, there's no end of what they can eat.
But I don't
you'd discourage her, yeah, you'd make her count.
Is it?
He can't even discourage me.
He can't discourage because you know.
I saw those chickens she got down it the other day. She's got plenty.
Oh, one chicken I'll serve eight people.
You talk about JR. I bet you they could put him in the shade. I bet you J.R. couldn't hold a candle to some of them fellas.
Yes.
When it comes to eating. You reckon he could?
I don't know.
Well, I just hate to think how much some of them fellas could eat. If you just open it up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Say, here, fellas, just have to
say. I ain't
gonna
open up the... Well, I guess I better go.
You
tried to kid me.
I got you.
Well, here's her banana. You haven't gotten food down your house. You better take a banana.
Yeah.
She's giving you a banana.
She loves bananas.
Oh, yes, I know.
It's her favorite. She'd rather have bananas.
See my walking stick? My new walking stick.
Oh, that's beauty, Mallow.
You can make it in a length.
That's nice.
She's giving you another banana, so you hide one,
thank
don't you?
You?
And keep it.
I asked you, did you had eat your dinner?
No.
I was going to fry you some fish with you.
Oh, you're not going to fry.
Oh, no.
Well, you're not going to cook supper for us tonight, child.
No.
You've got
not this time.
Not this time.
Not this time. We brought fried chicken with us.
Oh, did you?
No, I'd be perfect all right some other time.
Yeah. Well, we were
not today.
We were
you
afraid
got
mother
to do.
We were afraid mother'd get off and wouldn't visit, and we thought you needed a little sit down and rest a minute anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And you we may keep her around. She'll be back anyway. We'll see you.
Okay.
Yeah. And
all right.
Well.
Can anybody give her that
phone? All right, Miss Becky, I think the rain's over.
It's channel one over, about 100, the end of the visit with Miss Bessie, the day before her birthday dinner for the male chorus. Channel one over, around 100, a little dab on this side, mostly on channel one right, this Saturday, late afternoon, the 28th of August, 1971. Channel one over, about 100. And the end of the visit with Miss Bessie, this Saturday afternoon late, the 28th of August, 1971. Miss Bessie, on her birthday dinner for the male chorus, Mamu, Fanny, this Saturday afternoon late, the 28th of August, 1971. I'm setting this up for somebody, the family, or for Cookie. Maybe on Sunday, this is Saturday night, after Miss Bessie made the tape, her tape, for Sunday maybe, the family, or Cookie. Cookie has so many things on. He ought to be able to report. And this is channel one over on 100 and setting it up for on this same, Miss Bessie's same tape, just leaving it on the machines for Sunday. The family or Cookie. And it turned out to be Cookie. The family left us. He made one of those outrageous statements. It was also half-hearted. This Sunday, at right after lunch, the 29th of August, 71. Now, this is just after Miss Bessie's tape from Saturday. And this is Sunday after lunch with Cookie, the 29th of August, 71.
Well, I want to know what that kind of like doing over there halfway on the road.
You were what?
I was making some money.
Sunday?
To me. I don't want to eat today. I've been eating. I just ate my breakfast a while ago.
Hey, you want to have some coffee?
I'll have some coffee, but I don't want nothing to eat.
Oh,
where did
you
see? What in the world telling you to think about me? You haven't. I can't feed you. Look at all this Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, you ain't got me one out of it yet.
I run out of food, too, and then you'll be sorry.
Oh, if I can make a couple more deals like I did this morning, we'll all go eat steak, every one of us.
Made a good one, did you?
What'd you get rid of this time?
Oh, I was forced to sell a truck.
What's that?
I was forced to sell a truck.
That high geared one?
Yeah, it cost me too much money. I had to take it, guy.
$250?
More than that.
Cash money is what I want.
What did you do to it?
I had an old used motor put in it.
Yeah. And he put it in and furnished the motor.
That's right.
For $50.
That's right.
So you had to get $300 then?
I had to get more than that.
But that.
That's right. I started a deal last night. They gave me $100 bill, gave me $100 last night.
Yes.
And I went over, they tried it out overnight. I said, just take it and try it. I mean, it don't make any difference whether I sell it or whether I don't.
Yeah.
I was just itching to sell it.
I knew that's coming up.
I went back a while ago and picked up a check for $250.
Is that right?
Got it in my pocket.
Is that right?
Sure, that check's not going to bounce.
I'll tell you what, if it bounces, I'll have all the niggers in Evanston in jail.
You mean it's a nigger deal?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the one that you found out had a little cash.
I found out he had some money.
How'd he get a hold of money?
He lost a son in
Vietnam. Oh!
He got his insurance.
Oh, he did?
He got his insurance. He's building him a home.
Lord help us. More us more dead than alive.
That's right.
I just wonder, Miss Daisy Faye, Miss Daisy didn't say a word.
See, George and his wife, they can't neither read nor write.
Neither one of them?
Neither one of them. They don't know what they're doing. I made them a contract. They said, now we want to let our daughter read this over and check it out. I said, that's all right. Help yourself. So when the daughter come in last night, why, she wrote the check out. And when I went by this morning, why, they handed it to me. I got it in my pocket. Salted down.
Yeah.
I'll find me another sucker and buy me a truck before the week's out.
Yeah.
Because if it's a fellow up north for up to Oneida that goes to these government sales, they auction off used cars,
yeah,
trucks, you know, and
that's
Jeeps,
true,
and Cadillacs and what have you, that the government has used, and now that they're getting out
that's
of Vietnam, they got a whole heck of a lot more than they need, you see. And he's picking them up at a real song.
Yeah, but I don't have a license, see. And I'm not, I don't want a license. I want to float them on the other man.
Yeah. Yeah, this is strictly dishonorable, illegal.
If this is legal, it's, nobody has to know who Cookie is, and then nobody don't have to know Cookie sold that vehicle.
Well, as long as you just trade one at a time, you can do that without a license.
Yeah, that's the way I do them, just one at a time.
Yeah, or you don't stack up a bunch of them and go into business. Of course, you might have two or three, just in case a fellow needs one, you'd have one ready.
I've got one waiting on somebody.
I thought you might.
What you got?
Volkswagen?
I don't even want to hear about it. That's what I think about it.
Guy, I'm like you on those. I'm afraid somebody gets clobbered in those things.
I heard about that down at the Ocala National Forest, but I got tired of it.
Well,
everything went wrong with it. Nobody got any satisfaction at all out of that.
You know, when.
And you didn't even get your money.
That's right. Never got my money.
Out of it.
Well, I didn't lose too much money.
But that was at a time that you weren't as flush as some people have.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Look at what I done. knock the bottom out of that thing.
Well, let me tell you, that's been in there too long.
But,
Francis, just reach up there and get the have a gallop.
Open it. Should we?
No, I had.
Oh, that was a great disappointment. A great trial. I mean, you kept thinking something happened every day, didn't it? Are you going to take on those things? Those you going to get in that little old Volkswagen market?
Let me tell you, if there's a nickel in it, I'm for it.
You won't draw the line.
I can't. I can't afford to. Because there is too big a market for them right now.
They seem to be really moving now.
There's too big a market for them small cars.
But it's costly. They're costly.
Well, not too bad.
What's the freeze going to do to them?
I don't bother me a bit.
It doesn't apply there.
It doesn't apply to you.
What do you mean? The
it doesn't on used cars.
It doesn't part? Apply to used cars.
He don't
like
sell
to
cars.
Use it.
Just so it'll run. That's all he's worried about.
A bit of
I just thought people might not want to buy them. They'll find them. Maybe they'll.
No, that ain't going to bother. No, that ain't going to bother. This other thing will crank up and get out of my driveway. He bought himself a car. Because I don't guarantee him to get out of the driveway.
Yeah.
When I make a contract, I put on it as is. And you better believe I'll make a contract. And it ain't worth a nickel.
Well,
you make a contract? What did you start doing
that? I have to clear myself. Because he'll keep coming back.
Well, that's something new.
That's right. They'll keep coming
learned
back.
From experience, didn't you, Cookie, on
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. I learned from experience.
Well, I didn't know they kept coming back. I knew you kept getting the same vehicle several times.
That's right, and I kept fixing it on Cookie, too.
Well,
and
did
it was
you?
Something else. It wasn't what I'd done.
But you still had to fix it. Stand for it?
It's either fix it or have an argument, maybe a fight, and I don't like to fight.
Oh, now that's new. I hadn't heard about that.
Well, I haven't told too many people.
Well, now,
I learned that on this one fella, and he's supposed to be a good friend of mine. Good friend.
You sold it to him as is. And then he weakened on it.
That's right.
And you kept fixing it.
I kept fixing it. And I ended up, I didn't make no money. I didn't lose no whole lot, but I didn't make any. Well, I couldn't afford not to sell that truck this morning, last night. I couldn't afford not to.
Well, he's got a good deal, hasn't he?
I hope.
Is it going to break down out here on the road somewhere?
It's already broke down.
Oh, pussy, you know.
I had to go out in the field and get it. It quit on him. I had to go out in the field and get it. That's what my car is doing, sitting down at the road.
Just a little bit of dough.
Just a little bit of dough.
What happened to it?
It just quit. Just knocked off.
That'll all do that. Yeah, they ought to run a week anyhow, though, aren't they?
Well, if they buy them as is, if they don't get home with them, why, that's... They bought a pig and a poke. A used car is a used car. You don't know how long it's been used, or how rough it's been used, or what it's been used for. It's used.
Yeah.
When you buy used parts and they break, you don't take them back. You throw them in the junk pile and go get another used part.
Yeah.
But they don't guarantee used parts. Nobody does.
They don't. Well, so you've had things going on since we saw you.
Yeah.
Did you go out and fix it in the field before or after you got the check, That was mine.
After I got the check.
Oh, that was nice of you. You do that because it's Sunday?
No, I felt a little guilty.
You know it was going to break down too?
I didn't know it, but I never drove a truck since the motor was put in there. The man brought it to my yard, parked it in my yard, and all I done was crank it up one time.
So George knew as much about it as you did?
He knew as much about it as I did. And he knew the man that put the motor in there.
He did?
He knew him, and he said he's a good man. Whatever he says is all right.
Who put it in?
Jake Pons.
Jake who?
Pons, P-O-N-S. No relation to Allen.
Well. Look at there. Did you? Did you sit up last night?
Yeah. I worked all night.
Pay you off?
Yes, sir.
I don't mind. You're the banker this morning.
It won't last long.
What do you do with it? You don't have to spend any. You never spend any money.
Well, I've almost got enough money to make me another house payment.
Well, that's not spending money. But I mean, you don't go around spending money.
No, but I want to get my house paid off. I've got two more payments.
Two more?
Two more.
Well, is it every year? Annual?
Every year, whenever I get ready to make a payment.
Is that right?
I've got to make one every year. I ain't no question about that.
Well, you gotta have something to operate on.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it'd be a good feeling though to get that there piece of paper paid in full.
No.
To me it would.
Oh, that's just
against the American tradition now, isn't it, John?
That wouldn't make any difference at all. Yeah, your friend back there, you really talking to me.
Right in the yard, yeah.
Boy, now they was talking this morning when I come in. I ain't joking nobody. Now they was really talking. Over at the trailer.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I do love to hear them talk.
I do too.
They was talking.
You didn't have any business last night?
Yeah.
You didn't make him $25?
Yes, I did too. I sold four tires, mounted them and balanced them, put them on the car and sent the man on the road.
New ones?
Brand spanking new. Belted. Polyglass belted tires.
What happened to him? He just broke down?
They just wore them out on the interstate.
Just driving 100 miles an hour.
Two Cadillac tires on a 65 Cadillac. I want you to know they were wore into the fabric.
It was dangerous from the ride, wasn't it?
It sure was. 915.
Yeah.
Why do you have to get the tires like that?
$56 a piece. Mounted, balanced, put on the car.
Yeah.
The Firestone polyglass belted. That's the best tire Firestone makes.
Mm-hmm. And they just keep them in stock out there.
Yeah.
When I was you the only one out there last night?
Yeah.
I mean, the only station open?
The only station open.
Oh, they take turnabout?
No.
You're on the expressway?
Right, and just off the expressway at Newbury Road.
Mm-hmm.
Texaco.
Mm-hmm. And then you picked up a little gas trade on that too.
Oh yeah. Mexico. I sell more gas in one night than I sold that station I had in a week. I mean, it, you keep jumping. You don't have time to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I sold a paper boy 2 hours this morning. 5 o'clock.
Well, Cookie, what is your situation out there? You working for the other fellow, or you got a...
Yeah, I work for the other fellow.
You on a commission as well as a salary or just salary?
Flat salary. $25 on a Saturday night.
You just work every Saturday night?
Just every Saturday night.
I see.
8 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know this was a job. I thought it was just you pinch hitting. That sounds.
Well.
Well, Helen has to work on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And she's off Sunday night and Monday night. And I'm going to work on Saturday night. $25 will do me more good than staying home on Saturday night.
I think you're right.
I mean, it's tax-free and everything. He just gives me $25 in cash. And nobody knows anything about it.
You're what's called a casual employee.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. By legal definition, there is. In other words, under the Workman's Compensation Act, he wouldn't come under the regular part of the compensation insurance, but he comes under what's called employer's liability, which in Tennessee is $100,000. In case he got hurt, he'd be covered up to $100,000, whatever his doctor bills were and whatever his liability incurred amounted to.
Now, the Internal Revenue, what would it be his connection with that?
Well, as far as this man is concerned, evidently he's not taking any withholding tax or anything like that. He wouldn't be on the pension. He's no Social Security or anything like that on it.
No, he don't hold that, no.
As far as he's concerned, he's supposed to include it in his return at the end of the year,
yeah.
What he makes it.
He's supposed to put it in his return quarterly.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes, unless he has a job somewhere where they're taking it out right along all the time.
Yeah. Well, Cookie, Friday night at 4:30, they called you and told you Uncle Cluster had died.
Right.
They could have waited distance easy
till 6:30.
And let you get a little more sleep.
But I worked all night last night. I come home, come to the trailer. Got there at 7:00 this morning. I laid down, I couldn't go to sleep till about 8:00. 9:30, I was sitting up drinking coffee. I feel fine.
You'll make it tonight, though. I get you a good sleep then.
What's the most you sleep at night?
I never sleep over 5 hours. Never. Feel good.
I have to have about 7 at least.
And from then on, until your daddy went home at on Monday at noon, you was just constant.
Just constant, on the go, here and there and everywhere. Work Saturday night, last Saturday night.
But now, Friday night, Friday morning. Now, Friday, you were making arrangements about the funeral.
Me and Bernard, yes, sir. Bernard knew where I was working on campus. I had to work. I couldn't get off.
Oh, did you?
And he knew where I was working on campus. And I bet he was out there half a dozen times.
He's working for the university now.
I'm out there. I'm like, oh, about all the rest of it. I guess I've got about as soft a job right now as I ever had in my life. I can do my work in between 15 and 30 minutes every morning, every day. That's all the actual work that I do. And the rest of it is aggravating. Harder than work.
But now, when did you... Friday. I forget. You came out here Saturday morning? Was it Saturday morning you came out here? And then you had to get in and meet the bus.
Right.
You came out here just to get this, this equipment going.
Right.
And it took all morning.
Took all morning. Then I didn't get done.
Now the what happened to that side moor? It wasn't cutting out there.
No. It ain't cut since Red Smith worked on it.
No. But it was cutting less out there than it was the first time when you used your sledgehammer on it.
Yeah. What we got to do is put those plates back under those hold down clips.
Yeah.
To raise the back of that sickle up.
Yeah.
Make it fit down on them worn out guards.
Yeah.
And then it'll cut.
Yeah.
Now, we did that first time.
There's that first time.
And it cut like a razor.
Yes, sir. It cut like a razor.
And Red Smith said, that's wrong. You don't need them.
That's right. He said, now, you boys, if you want me to show you a little bit about how to handle a mower.
That's right.
And he just took right over, took it all apart.
And goofed us up.
And it hasn't cut since. Now that I forget though that the new blades haven't cut as well as the old blades.
No, well I got a new grinder. I mean a new wheel for the grinder.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sharpen them old blades. That old one. I'm gonna really sharpen that thing. And I'll put it back in there.
I'll tell you, Cookie. We've been working on that so much. I don't know. We better fan out over the countryside and see if we can't get a little newer model. You know, that's still hard to put on, still hard to take off.
Yes, it's still, Now see, I had to order. I had to order that one little click there.
Yeah.
They're not available.
Yes.
I'm gonna call Dad tonight. Find out about that mower up there. He was going to see Lawrence today at the family reunion. Today is the family reunion up there.
Oh, it is.
The whole Cook generation.
Yes. Yes.
And he'll see my brother there. And I'm to call him tonight about 9:30. And I'll know something.
Well, if it don't work out there, it ought to work out somewhere. Because all these people with new equipment don't turn in their old.
No. Because they won't give them nothing for it.
They won't give them anything for it.
Well, have you been back to see about the cow this morning?
Yes, I had to run her over this morning.
How's she getting along? Is she any better?
I don't know. How would you say? Her foot's about right at all.
I haven't saw it. I want to go see it. I want to take some water with me.
That's Lynn.
Oh. And I bought a pound of Epsom salt. Put the Epsom salt poultice on.
Oh, now that sounds more like it. What will you need for the poultice?
Just any kind of, I think I've got some white cotton sheet blanket in my car.
Yeah, you have. I mean, in that second one.
That's all.
You're just going to tie it up?
I'm just going to wrap it around and put the Epsom salt in that thing.
Yeah.
What? Dry, and then put that on there, and then wet it down with water.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And dry, yeah. But I know you've got some of that.
Let that absorb any in that.
Uh-huh.
And do what? What'll it do? Take the soreness out?
Right. Take the swelling down. It's good for swelling, Epsom salt is.
That's right.
I bought a pound. I set it down somewhere. Right there.
Well, what would it be? How are you going to put it on? Just put a bandage on it?
Yeah, just put it in a white cloth and just wrap it around there.
Yeah. And it'll stay a little while.
It'll stay a little while. And every little bit helps.
If it stays half an hour. Now she's moving around now. She got dissatisfied back there.
Yeah.
When we went back last night, she was out in the middle of the pasture under a tree. And she was so far out, I gave her some feed and she wouldn't eat it. And I knew what she wanted. It's a curious thing. She stood there, she'd look at her feet, and then she'd hold that foot up and look at it. So I came in and got her a bucket of water, and she just swished it down.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Because she was out there, you see, and she couldn't go back to the water hole. So we fixed her up there, and I left her a little extra water, and the feed. I went back this morning by daylight, thought I'd get out there in time to give her a little water so she wouldn't have to get out this morning, and she disappeared. I couldn't hardly see.
My inventory number is 523.
Couldn't see anywhere around there. So
I 47J.
I just
looked in there towards the boulevard. Dark, could not see. I saw some tracks.
466-3181.
And just happened to look over there, and there she was. Way off the road, the boulevard, we call it. Way off down there. And I took her the water, and she wouldn't drink. She seemed to want to move. Well, I didn't get back over there for a while. I thought you might show up. And when I went back over there, she had moved some more. And before, though, I thought, I let the cows out over here. So she'd head over there, away from the swamp.
Yeah.
And, of course, she sees them. She hears them all the time. You don't have to tell her the cows are out there. And I went out there, and she wouldn't eat or drink. And I got her, I doctored her.
Yeah.
And, but I had to run her down, practically, for the to give her the little, the shot. And we left her there, headed this way, looking this way. And she rest a while, and but I'll bet you by now she's over there close to the fence, out there close to that fence. She just got tired of them, of being out there by herself.
Yeah.
Now, when we left her, Cookie, last time we saw her, both of those hind feet were swollen awful, weren't they?
Yeah.
One of them was just clear down. And this big 33 did the same way.
Yeah.
One hoof went down, the other's, other one.
That's right.
So, I've been working on it. And, she appreciates a little attention, you know. They all kind of halfway hold that foot up, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she wouldn't hold still for the shot. I put it in, and she wouldn't let me do that. You know, these youngsters. Now, you see them in one way, and I see them another. You know, they appear. They'll talk to you one way, and they'll talk to me another. Now, they haven't been doing anything for a week or two, and they just falling apart. They can't get organized enough to go over and visit Uncle Eddie. Now, you never did that. You never did that after you was put on Long Bridges.
I wouldn't know what it would. I wouldn't know what it would be hardly. What's the matter with them? They just rattled or addled or
They just can't swing it. They just can't get on the way. They can go to class.
That's it.
Anything you see, that's organized for them, and furthermore, they don't face it alone. They've got foils there, you see, people take the pressure, take a part of the blow.
That's right.
They can't get they can't get out and face the world themselves.
You see, Nick never did get out and do anything with you.
No, he never would. No, he never would.
Well, now you see, this boy here realizes he don't know anything. He sees that.
Yeah.
I've heard him say so. I heard Suzanne. They talked it over. He got time now, right in between. He's not doing anything. He don't have to be here. He wouldn't knock around with you. Or anybody else. What I'm talking about was somebody that's, you know, ahead of him.
Well, not just like yesterday. When we went to Ocala. All they had their mind on was one of them little old lawnmower tractors. That's what they had their mind on.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't run fast enough to give me one of them.
They buy these colts, this colt, all that equipment.
Well, I almost fainted when they told me yesterday what they paid for that colt.
What did they pay for it?
$40, because I sold one guy in Valdosta on the market.
They could go out 10 minutes, Davis would give them one.
Why, yeah. Did they tell you what Nick's asking for Ajax?
$600.
I wouldn't give, why, my goodness, sakes alive.
He don't take after Molly. I know what he's sawing off, isn't he? Well, now you see, I worked along with them, with these chaps, and I'll keep on working along with some of them. You see, it's sort of a side thing from what I do up here.
Yeah.
I don't like to go in there and just read a page or two and walk out. I try to work with the youngsters.
Right. You feel like you're accomplishing something when you're doing that.
Well, you don't have to, and they don't ask you to do that, you see. But I don't know. I seem to live in the past. That's the way we used to do, Cookie. As a matter of fact, all that stuff they do up there, we never did it. Never did it. You see, they give those big examinations up there, and you'd think it'd flunk out everybody. But they won't give an examination to flunk people.
They give them an examination until they get out of their hair.
And and I don't know, you kind of, I tell you what, when they're single, I'd say this one boy, he says, all right, can I bring this girl with me? I'd tell some girl to come on out here, one or two of them, said, can we bring these boys with us? See, that's what you run into all the time.
Right.
So you actually can't get to them. All right, when they marry, they got to be there and put food on the table.
That's right.
And then if I talk to one of them, I talk to both of them. And you see there, it's an entirely different thing. I can talk to Jim about trees.
But I can't talk to him about Faulkner.
No.
Of course, that's outside of his, not his interest. And you see, if they both come in here and talk, then if she won't talk, she sits back and let him talk. Now, that's what you, by and large, that's what you run
yeah.
into. It's very difficult to get to them. Very difficult. And one reason I get them out here, yes, so they see people who've done things. And they'd rather just come out here and have a picnic. The other's too much effort, I think. They go over and play with the coal. And these are outstanding, these two.
Yeah.
They wave past the other, most of them I run into. Just let the stuff set. We're going over and put that poultice on.
Good idea. Catch it.
I want Cody to line out that, you see, he's done so many things since then. Faye, you can't, you're just as rattly as you can be. You just come in and go all the time.
That door.
We can't hear for you. I want Cookie to line out some of that wheat that he had. I was over here trying to make hay, and he was meeting the bus and taking care of all those people.
That was a wheat, wasn't it?
It sure was.
That was from Friday morning early.
So
Monday noon,
and then Tuesday I collapsed. I was give out. I couldn't even make it to work.
When you and Helen were sitting over here, when was that, Monday night? You couldn't hardly hold your head up. As I remember. Or was that Tuesday?
Gosh, I can't remember, God. I mean, I just...
You still collapsed?
I just don't know.
Oh, you said you hadn't asked Tuesday because you said you hadn't been to work that day.
And Monday night, I was so tired, I couldn't sleep. I was given. I just could not sleep.
You know, that's the trouble. That's the way I get. I never used to do that.
Well, I don't know. But myself, as for myself, I'd speak for myself. I got to lose some weight. I've gained too much weight. I weigh 150 pounds.
Yeah.
More than I weighed in years. And all my people that I saw over this past weekend told me that I looked better than I had looked in years.
Yeah. Well, what did they expect you to look like, Cookie?
I guess they wanted me to look like a tramp.
Yeah. One of the dead end boys, what they used to call them?
Yeah. But my first cousin, I saw him. I hadn't saw him since I left Akron, Ohio in 1953.
Yeah.
And he said I looked younger now than I did then.
That's just to see.
18 years ago.
Yeah. You've not circulated up there like you used to.
No.
You've been up there, but you haven't had time to go around.
I went to Dad's and stayed there and come on back.
Yeah. You know, it would change things if somebody at your dad's place had the energy to sort of be the headquarters where people could come in and out. Nobody works that way anymore, Cookie. I don't know whether they ever did much or not, did they?
No. Not in our family. The headquarters was at Mom and Dad.
Yeah. As long as they had the energy to make it.
That's right.
Put my
bridges
on and go down. You
want to
go down there now?
Yeah.
Channel 1 over, around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie, this Sunday, the 29th of August, 1971. A little short visit. He came in for a cup of coffee while we were having lunch. Not much lunch. This Sunday, the 29th of August, 1971, Fanny, Faye, trotted on out, and sure didn't last long. And even Cookie weakened, and we walked on over to treat the little doctor, the little cow. Things just flabby. This Sunday, the 29th of August, 1971.